councillors, staff, members of public, I declare the ordinary council meeting of the 3rd of February 2021 open at 5:30 p.m.
Actually, the 24th of February, you know what's going on there?
What's the 3rd?
Oh, today is the 24th.
24th. Oh, the 24th. Yeah. We'll start again, aren't
we? It's okay. Oh,
okay. Stand up.
Yep.
Okay. Councillors, please stand. I'd just like to acknowledge the Garrida people, the traditional custodians of the land, and recognise their strength and resilience, and pay our respect to the elders, past, present, and emerging. Thank you, councillors. Item 3, recording of attendance. The audio of this meeting is being recorded to facilitate community participation and for minute-taking purposes, which may be released on request to third parties. In accordance with Section 616, the Town of Port Hedland Standing Orders, Local Law 2014, members of the public are not permitted to use any visual, audio, electronic device or instrument to record proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with Section 617-4 of Standing Orders, mobile phones must be switched off and not be used during the meeting. 3.1, attendance. I note that all councillors are present. Attendance is listed under Section 3.1 of the minutes. Is Joe here?
No, she'll be enlisted as an apology, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, fine, thank you.
3.3.
Okay. Okay, so 3.3 is apology. Okay, 3.2, entertainers by telephone communications, there is nil. 3.3, apologies. Are there any apologies, CEO?
The Director of Community Services will be an apology.
Okay, thank you, CEO. Okay, 3.4, approval of absence. There is none. 3.5, disclosure of interest. Are there any disclosure of interest? Councillor Mikovic, yes, please.
I would like to disclose impartial interest in items 11.2.1 and item
11.2.2. Okay, thank you, Councillor. Are there any other disclosures of interest? Thank you. 3.4, applications of leave. Mr. CEO, are there any requests for leave of absence?
None received, Mr. Mayor.
None received, thank you. Councillors, are there any requests for leave of absence?
None.
Okay, none, thank you. There's none. Item 5, response to previous questions. 5.1, Councillor Lewis Cumming, the Director of Infrastructure Services, have issued all elected members with a written response to Councillors Lewis Cumming's questions from the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 3rd of February 2021 and on the 12th of February 2021, the contents of which is detailed within the agenda. 5.2.
Cumming's got it.
Sorry,
there's a question I have on the person that's called Andrew Cummings. I'm assuming that McDonald's Drive, I think it's been a mistake there. I suggest that we do not, we have a pedestrian crossing at McDonald's. The pedestrian crossing was from the actual street itself across the post office in that part of the town.
Okay.
Okay, that's noted. Thank you.
Noted. Thank you.
Item 5.2, Councillor Lewis Cumming, the Director of Community Services, has issued all elected members with written response to Councillor Lewis Cumming's question from the Ordinary Council meeting held on the 3rd of February 2021 and on the 17th of February 2021, the contents of which is detailed within the agenda. Item 6, public time. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the opportunity for members of the public to ask public questions of Council. Section 6.7-3, the Town of Port Hedland Standing Orders Local Law requires members of the public wishing to ask questions to complete the question form and place the completed form in the tray provided. If the presiding member determines that the questions and statements are out of order due to of offensive and objectionable expressions or defamatory, they will not be recorded nor responded to. 6.1, public question times. I declare public question time open at 5:35 p.m. Mr. CEO, do you have any public questions at all?
None received, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any questions.
Any public questions at all? No, there is none. I will close public question time at 5:35 p.m. 6.2, public statement time. I declare public statement time open at 5:35 p.m. Do we have any public statements? Yes, Chris, please come forward. Say, Chris, all the best in the future too. Thank you. Okay, I declare the public statement time closed at 5:37 p.m. 6.3, petition, deputations, presentation and submissions. There is none. Item 7, questions from members of our public. Are there any questions?
Very briefly, some parents from the gymnastics organisation did contact me over the last couple of days. I'm just wondering, I was going to ask the director for the director of communities regarding gymnastics. Is there, can we find out some information about what is happening with their organisation? I believe that they can't be in Wedgwood anymore, the rent is too high. They were supposed to move into Repco in Wilson Street, but there is some problems there. I'm just wondering.
Thank you, Councillor. Thank you. Yes, Councillor Cuban.
Just a point you brought up in the last meeting of the danger that you talked about the staff, you protecting the staff in the board. Maybe we suggest that we have a metal detector, you know, to come at the airport, something like that. And the kids do go through it, or people go through it, and carry on it, and it could be identified.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Councillor Turner.
Thanks. Given some of those challenges in terms of supporting and engaging with youth, I would like to ask for an update from Council as to the progress of the youth strategy. Currently a feature of the community safety plan. I think it's probably timely that we have a broader conversation about the development of this strategy and its strategic importance to the town, both in terms of the safety and in terms of the viability and what it means to grow up young people in Hedland and the opportunities that they deserve. That's my first question. Second question is that I had the opportunity to meet with the coordinator of apprenticeship. and she was processing up to 50 school-based traineeships supported by the resource sector and a range of businesses. I happened to ask her for what the commitment was from the town of Waihea for school-based traineeships, the response I got was zero. So my question to the town of Waihea would be to say, what is the opportunity for us to support school-based traineeships and put the opportunity, identify opportunities to incorporate and better support school-based traineeships into the business, given that we have environmental services, we have business admin, we have recreation employees. There seem to be several opportunities available.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor. Do you have any questions from the Councillor? Yes, Councillor.
The question I'd like to ask, we had a meeting with the CEO, we had a talk about the trouble we had over there with the sporting situation. I think with the police involved, the definitely it's a boxer size, which I don't really think it's a good idea because it doesn't teach us anything. But you also said that the PCY had something to do with the upcoming board meeting, am I right?
Correct.
What is the situation on that? Because what are they going to do? I'm pretty sure there's enough people in this town supporting people over here and myself. I think it was discussed between us. We could probably do something in that piece of way and come up here and give us our own ideas. But they can stand on so just to put the ideas first.
Mr. Mayor, maybe just by way of comment, I've got a meeting next week with the CEO of PCYC, and the intent is that they will bring their services and their program to Headland, and they're looking to be based at the JD, and we have space for them there. I anticipate they'll probably be here in June, July.
Thank you, CEO. Thank you.
Just in answer to that, yeah, that's a great idea, but there are people here, including the gentleman myself, who's in with martial arts at the time of the event, myself in boxing, there's other people who are involved in the sport. I don't think you need actually why to come up here to tell the poor man and do the sports and carry on. I think there's enough here, enough range that you can to do. And if you were to use equipment and stuff like that, I'm quite willing to produce a ring out of there that they can use, excuse me, I can use. It's sitting there, my owners. I'm willing to donate, and I'm also willing to donate the time into South Melbourne to teach my sport. I'm pretty sure you agree with it on to the other sort.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. No further questions, Councillor? Okay, thank you, Councillors. Item 8, presiding by the members without discussion. The presiding members' meetings at the month of January 2021 can be found detailed within the agenda. Item 9, declarations of all members have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper before the meeting. I invite all members of the declare a show of hands that they have given due consideration to all members contained in the agenda. Thank you, councillors. Item 10, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest. Until formal notification in writing by the town has been received, decisions made at this meeting can be revoked in line with Local Government Act 1995. We have a recommendation before us that the confirmation of the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on Wednesday, the 3rd of February 2021, a true and correct record. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Madonna. Can I have a seconder, please? Thank you, Councillor. All those in show, show your hands. Thank you. Motion's carried, 9-0. Today?
Councillor Zilke.
Councillor Zilke, yeah. Okay. What's that?
Not okay. To make it see.
Okay, we now move on to item 11, reports for officers. Item 11, reports for officers, 11.1, corporate services, 11.1.1, policy review, amendment and renaming of 4-010, elected members travel and training policy, and 4-008, elected members entitlement and policy. There are two recommendations for this item, 11.1, and both require absolute majority vote. There is a minor amendment to the first recommendation, which is on the screen, adding to part 5, division 8, and nothing must be passed by absolute majority. The first officer recommendation is that now reads that council pursues section 2.72b and part 5, division 8 of the Local Government Act 1995, endorse and review the policy 4-008, elected members' entitlements, and renamed and adopted as the policy 4-008, elected members' allowances, facilities and expenses as per attachment 1. Absolute majority vote is required for this vote. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Donner. Have a seconder, please. Councillor Gillingham, thank you, Councillor. Any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion's carried 9-0. The second office recommendation is that Council pursue the section 2.72b and 1.128 of the Local Government Act 1995. Endorse the review policy 4-010, elected members travel and training, and rename the adopted policy 4-010, professional development as per attachment 2. An absolute majority is also required for this vote. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor McDonough, thank you. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor Unkovich, thank you. Is there any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion's carried 9-0. 11.1.2, statement of financial activity for the period ending 31 December 2020, offers a recommendation that the Council, in accordance with Section 6.4 of the Local Government Act 1995, receive the statements of financial activity and the material variance report, credit card statement, and note that accounts paid under delegate authority for the period ending 31 December 2020. Can I have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor McBartho. Can I have a seconder, please? Councillor McDonough, thank you. Any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion's carried 9-0. 11.1.3, adopt of the 2020/2021 budget half-yearly review. The Office of Recommendation that Council adopts the 2020/2021 budget half-year review for the period ending 31 December 2020, resulting in a project closing multiple purpose of $749,429 as at 30 June 2021. Absolute majority is required for this vote. Can I have a mover, please? Move. Thank you, Councillor McDonald. May I have a seconder? Councillor Bartho. Thank you, Councillor. Second dissent. All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 9-0. 11.1.4, Pilbara Kimberley Forum 2021. As part of the Office of Recommendation, asks that Council nominate and approve two elected members to attend the Pilbara Kimberley Forum 2021 on behalf of the Town of Port Hedland on the 22nd, 23rd of April 2021 in Broome. I have any councillors who'd like to attend? Councillor Turner. Councillor McDonough wish to nominate to attend. Are there any other councillors who wish to nominate? Okay. Councillor Gillingham.
I think Councillor Gillingham is moving.
She's supporting.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I haven't got that. Okay. Yep. Okay. Sorry. It's all right. Okay, is there no other nominees? Okay, thank you. The resolution of Councillor Turner and Councillor McDonough be approved to attend the Kimberley Pilbara Forum on the 2021 on behalf of the Town of Port Hedland on the 22nd and 23rd of April 2021 in Broome. Note that the CEO may appoint officers to attend the Kimberley Pilbara Forum on 2021 on behalf of the Town of Port Hedland. And note that the above elected members nominated as part one must submit a report to the attendant to the Chief Executive Officer on prior to the 23rd of May 2021. Might have a movement. Thank you, Gillingham. Thank you, Councillor. Okay. It's all right. Can I have a second, please? Okay. Councillor Coles, thank you very much. Is there any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 9-0. Okay. 11.1.5, conduct of the 2021 local government ordinary elections. There is an officer recommendation before you that council declare in accordance with section 4.20-4 of the Local Government Act 1995 that West Australian Electoral Commission be responsible to conduct of the 2021 local government ordinary election together with any other elections or polls which may be required. That the council determines in accordance with section 4.612 of the Act that the method of conducting the 2021 local government ordinary election together with any other elections or polls to be posted elections or polls and that the allocation of $71,760 be included within the 2021-22 annual budget for associated costs for the 2021 election. Absolute majority is required for this vote. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Barthow, a seconder. Councillor Cole, any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 9-0. 11.1.6, appointment of councillor to the Town of Port Hedland's Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee. The officer's recommendation that council formally adopt Councillor Barthow, Councillor Turner and Councillor Gillingham as members of the Audit Risk Compliance Committee. Absolute majority vote is required for this decision. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Zilke, can I have a seconder? Councillor Coles, thank you. Any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 9-0. 11.2, Community Services. 11.2.1, Courthouse Gallery Quarter Report, Quarter 2, October, December 2020. A reminder that Councillor Agravich declared her interest in this.
She will declare that interest now.
Yes.
I wish to declare the partiality interest for item 11.2.1, as I've been involved with the junction for a number of projects from my work with the
Education Department. Thank you, Councillor. The Office of Recommendations that Council receive quarter report from Junction Co. for the management of the Courthouse Gallery for the second quarter, October-December 2020. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Donner, thank you. I have a seconder, please. Councillor Cole, thank you. Is there any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 9-0. 11.2.2, assessing childcare needs in the Port Hedland report. Councillor Savage.
I wish to declare impartiality interest for item 11.2.2 as the local Hedland schools and the Department of Education to whom I work were consulted as part of the assessing childcare needs in Hedland report.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor. We have a recommendation that Council note that assessing childcare needs in Hedland report. Note the progress made through the Hedland Collective since 2018 in relation to 82 additional childcare placements in 2020, 21 school-based traineeships, and a Thrive Future partnership to develop and sustain workforce strategy, and the Council endorsed the recommendation included in the report to continue actively collaborate with members of the Hedland Collective and for those reasons listed in the agenda. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Cole, I have a seconder, please. Councillor Turner, thank you. Is there any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Thank you. Motion is carried 9-0. 11.3, regulated services. There are no reports from regulated services. 11.4, infrastructure services. 11.4.1, disposal person reserve 30768 by the way of a lease. The office's recommendation that council, in accordance with section 3.583, the Local Government Act, propose dispose of a portion of reserve 30768 as indicated in attachment 1 by the way of a lease to Garnet Property, Regional Hotels Proprietary Limited, for a period of 21 years for the sum of $1 per annum. Gives local public notice that the proposal or the portion described in the property, give details of the proposal, giving inviting submissions and for public, that the council considers any submissions made within the statutory notice period in relation to the disposal referral in part one of the resolution, or in event submissions are received, provided, sorry, approved to the disposal of the note, and that above endorsement are subject to ministerial approval. Can I have a mover, please?
Sorry, just a moment of clarification.
Yep.
I was just reading through the confidential papers confidential papers, and just talks about it mentions the street as well. Does that need to be in the title of the item, or because it sort of sounds like it?
Is there a street there on that reserve?
No, it's a path.
No, it's not.
It's a path.
Okay.
Path.
So, yeah, because it just kept referencing Lucas Street in there. I just wanted to make sure that you didn't have to go
back
there, so
you
didn't have to come back.
No.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Councillor. That's okay. Okay, so we're up to that. We have a mover.
Yep, you want to move it in a second?
Can I move it in a second? Councillor Gillingham, thank you, Councillor Gillingham. We have a seconder, Councillor Yakovich, thank you. Is there any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion is carried 9-0. Mm-hmm. 11.4.2, award of tender RFT 2021-11, South Headland Skate Park Shade Structure. Councillors, item 11.4.2 is awarded to a tender. Do councillors wish to go into closed doors? No, that's fine. Okay. The offers a recommendation that council accept the tender submitted for the completion of stage 1-4 in accordance with tender 2021-11, Southern Skate Park Shade Structure Construction. That council authorise the Chief Executive Officer to sign the form for the contractor point of this tender, together with any variations, amendments or discharge, therefore pursuit of the sections 9.49A and B of the Local Government Act 1995, and include an allocated of funds in the 2021-22 budget for the completion of the remaining stages of the project, sourced from grant funding or static reserve. May I have a mover, please? Councillor Turner, thank you, Councillor Turner. May I have a seconder? Councillor Bartho, thank you. Is there any dissent?
I think we need to actually sign it. So, for the purposes of the record, I would suggest that you actually name who it is and the price of the.
Before we move it, sorry.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Sorry, councillors. Number one, we accept the tender submitted by MJW for the completion of stage 1-4 in accordance with tender 2021-11, the Sanford and Skate Park Shade Structure, for the total amount of $4,994,086, excluding GST, and authorise. Well, that's what you do. That's it. Cover that. Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so we had a move and a second.
I'll just make sure everyone's clear. The recommendation is there, is in front of them. Just so it's clear, councillors, as to who you're appointing and for how much.
Okay, so we had a move.
Councillor Turner was your mover.
Mover.
You need a second.
Councillor Bartho was a seconder. Okay. Was any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands.
Councillors.
Yep. Thank you, councillors. Motion carried 9-0. So if I think we've got it. Page 74.
Yep.
Okay, 11.5, executive services, there are no report. Item 12, reports of communities, there are no reports. Item 13, a motion which is previous notice has been given, there is no motion. Item 14, nature of new business. Item 14, new business of urgent nature, of late items. There is one late item that has been issued today regarding the Regional Rising National Summit in Canberra. Can I have a mover, please?
No, you can move. I can move. You have to move it.
Okay. I move the council accepts the following late item, 14.11, the Rising Regions National Summit in Canberra. Can I have a seconder, please? It's Councillor Gillingham, thank you. Any dissent? Yep.
Happy to respond. The short answer is no, Councillor. We have a conflict between another event, a citizenship ceremony that needs to occur at the same time, and with the Mayor's absence, I'm the only person who can preside at the citizenship ceremony. So, yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Okay, all those in favour? Thank you, councillors. Motion carried 9-0.
Thank you, Mayor. You need to actually go to the actual item.
Is that on there?
Yes.
Okay. We have an office recommendation before that the council approved the Mayor to attend the Rising Regions Summit, National Summit, on behalf of the Town of Poitheland from the 17th to the 18th of March 2021 in Canberra, pending COVID-19 restrictions being in place at the time of travel. The council note that financial contingencies refer into the report in the case of COVID-19 restrictions coming to effect, that the council note that the report will be submitted by the Mayor to the Chief Executive Officer prior to 19th of April 2021. Sorry. Can I have a mover, please?
Yep.
Move. Thank you, Councillor Donna. Okay, seconder. Councillor Barfo, thank you. Any dissent? All those in favour, show of hands. Motion's carried, 9-0. Item 15, matters which meeting may be closed, confidential matter, there is none. Item 16, closure, 16.1, the date of the next council meeting. That brings us to the end of the council meeting. The next ordinary council meeting will be held on Wednesday, the 24th of March, 2021, commencing at 5:30 p.m. 16.2, closure. This being the no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 6:03 p.m. Thank you, councillors, member of the public, CEO, chief of staff. Thank you for your attendance. Thank you.